It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, my name is Eric Langhorst. You're listening to Speaking of History. This is podcast number 32, and it's being recorded on July 1st, 2006. And I'm very excited because we're only days away from the big educational conference of the year, the National Educational Computing Conference, which most people just refer to as NEC. And it's taking place in San Diego, California, between July 5th and the 7th. And I'm very excited to be attending. This will be the second time that I've attended NEC, and I'm very, very excited to get out there and see a lot of people that I've made connections with over the last year or so, and just see what's out there with a lot of the new stuff going on in educational tech. If you are new to NEC or if you're getting ready, I'd really strongly encourage you to use the online conference planner. I went on a couple days ago, and basically what I do to get ready is I go through the master list of all the sessions and add all of them to my planner. So I know there's going to be conflicts when I get done, but basically I just select all the ones that I think I might have some interest in. And so then I print it off, and then for certain times there might be five or six different ones that I've chosen, but then it kind of narrows down my focus. And so if you are planning on going to NEC, I'd encourage you to use the online conference planner. Really easy to use, gives you kind of a game plan ahead of time on what you want to go to as far as sessions. And really slick. I can email it to myself. I loaded it to my handheld so I have it on my planning software, and it works really, really well. So I did that yesterday, and I'm trying to kind of plan out which sessions I want to go to. And I did go to NEC 2 years ago when it was in New Orleans. I was not able to go last year in Philadelphia, but I was really excited last year because blogging was starting to catch on. Podcasting was still, you know, very new, just kind of emerging a little bit last year at this time. But I was able to read about some of the sessions that happened through blogs, and then I was able to listen to some podcasts, and they also had some that were video cast as well. And so this year, since I'm going, I'm really going to try and do a lot of that myself. I feel like, you know, that's one way I can kind of give back to the people that did the same thing for me last year. So if you are going to NEC, I'd encourage you to blog as much or podcast as much as you can. If you read David Warlick's 2 Cents Worth blog or listen to his podcast, Connect Learning, he's talked a lot recently about setting up tags in Technocratty for NEC, just simply NECC06. And he's got a really slick new application out called Hitchhiker. And basically, he's created an aggregator for conferences. And so if everybody that goes to NEC and posts a blog or a podcast about it uses the same tag, then basically if you go to Hitchhiker and go to the page for NEC, you'll be able to see all the blogs, all the podcasts, all the Flickr pictures that people put up. And it works really slick. In fact, I recently got back from Discovery Educator Network Regional Institute in Chicago just last week, and they encouraged us to also tag all of our pictures and blogs and things, and it's worked out really, really well. Just tonight I looked using the tag. The tag we used for the Discovery Educator stuff was DENRI06 for DEN, and then Regional Institute, and then the year. And there are actually regional institutes around the country, and it was really neat because then I could see some pictures from stuff that happened in, you know, San Diego or Atlanta or Allen, Texas, and places like that. So I encourage everybody to use tags so we can benefit from everybody's work. NEC actually has a list of people that have contacted them and said that they will be blogging. I got an email probably 3 or 4 months ago asking if you were blogging to send them an email and the URL of your blog. So there is actually a page up if you go to the NEC site, and I'll have a bunch of this on our show notes. But if you go to the NEC site and you go down to where it says blogging, there's actually a pretty impressive list of people that have said that they will blog different entries from NEC. And besides being able to find people that are going to blog on NEC, there's also a great list of edgy bloggers out there. So there are several people on there that I'd never heard of before, and I'm going to add to my blog role on my blog. So go ahead and check that out. And then also, NEC is going to be officially podcasting some of the sessions, in particular some of the keynotes and some of the more popular concurrent sessions. So go ahead and check that out. And then they're also going to do some video presentations. I don't think they're actually sessions. It looks like they're just kind of like half-hour interviews. They're going to be done separately from sessions. But a lot of great people, there's like a discussion on the $100 laptop. I think Will Richardson is doing some stuff on there. So go ahead and check that out too, little kind of half-hour interview clips. And that'd be a great way to stay connected with what's happening at NEC as well if you can't attend. Also, there's a lot of extra events going on at NEC. For example, you can sign up for the 5K run or walk if you want to participate in that. And I know from previous years that fills up really fast. So if you're a runner and you want to participate in that, make sure you sign up for that pretty early, because that usually signs up pretty fast. I know Will Richardson has started a discussion on his site about a meetup for edgy bloggers one night of the conference. So check out Will's blog and see how that's coming. I think they've sort of decided on a place and time, but a couple people have added some other suggestions. So I want to check on that a little bit at the beginning of this next week and see if they've come to a decision on that. I will be presenting in part a session at NEC on Thursday between 3:30 and 4:30. There's a session called Favorite Learning Resources, Students and Teachers Share Where and Why. And I've been asked by the people from Cable in the Classroom to be on a panel discussion to talk about how I use Cable in the Classroom resources. And it's part of the ISTE 100 companies. I believe, if I have the information correct, there's basically 4 people presenting, and each of us will speak for about 10 to 15 minutes about the resources that we use from a particular company that's part of the ISTE 100. So I'll be there and I'll be talking about how I use Cable in the Classroom. So if you do want to stop by and say hi, I'll definitely be at that session. Again, that's at Thursday from 3:30 until 4:30. You can check the room and stuff. But the title is Favorite Learning Resources, Students and Teachers Share Where and Why. Really excited about seeing some stuff about the $100 laptop. I've seen on the NEC site that they're actually going to have some of the prototypes out so that people can actually go and check them out and look at them and touch them and see what they look like and things like that. Alan November is doing some great sessions. Hopefully there'll be some good things coming out about Web 2.0 tools. And I've already highlighted a couple sessions on wikis and some different things about using RSS in some creative ways. So really excited. We're going to head out with a bunch of people from our district about a day before the conference starts. And should be a great time. I'm hoping to do some podcasts from the conference site. When I went to the National Social Studies Conference earlier this year, I did kind of a sound seeing tour on the exhibit floor, and I did some short kind of interviews with people that had booths and some of the things that they were promoting. And that turned out really well. So I'm hoping to get some audio from the exhibitors booth, maybe talk to a couple of the presenters after they give presentations, and hopefully blog about quite a bit of it as well. So if you're going to NEC, go ahead and leave a message or a comment right on the blog here, and tell us what you're excited about or what you're hoping to see at NEC, and maybe I'll run into some of you guys out in San Diego. So until then, have a great day. Thanks so much for listening, and as always, if you want to leave a comment, just go ahead and leave a comment at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thank you. Good night.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license.
Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.